This is Harriet Ermentrout, being interviewed by Sharon Donnerum. Could you describe what work you're doing now?
Well, I'm doing mostly landscapes, watercolors usually, although I paint in all the other mediums. Love pastels, do a few pastels once in a while. Promised my husband not to do portraits anymore to please too many people.
Oh.
Although I love doing them, and I love to do my grandchildren, and I really should do all my family, but mm-hmm. I sort of stick to my watercolors.
Do you have like specific shows that you work toward, or is the work just mainly inspired by your own desire to be painting particularly?
Well, I do work for shows, try to work for the important ones, and I'm going to have a one-man show at Alverthorpe, which is now called Abington Art Center. That is scheduled within the next year, so I, of course, should be working on that now. I have a few things ready. And
do they give you a direction, or is it just mainly what you would...
Just that I must turn in watercolors.
I see.
Because I will show with someone who is a oil painter or a pastel worker or a sculptor. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to schedule me with a watercolors, which I don't really think is a very good idea, but I don't have much say in that.
What is, because of the contrast, or why?
I don't think there's going to be enough contrast. The other person that's going to show with me paints realistically as I do, and I think it would be a better show to have a sculptor or oil painter with me.
Mm-hmm. Sort of takes away from,
I think so,
both of your work.
Right.
Yeah.
And I work for the, to get into the Phillips Mill show, which I think is one of the better shows. And trying to think of all the other shows that are around.
Well, you really take advantage of what Bucks County, as
yes,
far as
yes,
their art exhibits, what they have for.
And for the galleries, I'm an Allabrush gallery, and I also work for the gallery in the Virgin Islands.
Well, that's what you mentioned.
I sit up here often, or go on a trip with my husband to Vermont and do beach scenes from the Virgin Islands.
Sure.
I've made so many sketches there, and I've been there so many times that it's not too difficult.
You can
it
remember.
Does seem strange, I guess, to other people.
Can you remember the colors?
Yes, yes. Yeah. I've worked there so much. And I like working right at the scene. I'd rather work right on the site.
Mm-hmm.
When I do a painting, I think you get a much better mood to it if you work right there.
Mm-hmm.
See things that you can't possibly remember with all the notes that you would make.
Mm-hmm.
And I make several sketches before each painting.
Do you sketch in watercolor, or do you sketch
no,
just with
mostly
pencil?
Mostly with pencil, just to get my values.
Mm-hmm.
And good composition.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the most important things, your value and your composition.
You don't make little swatches of what the color looked like?
Well, yes, I'll make color notes often with just a few colors, or I'll make notations of what value of yellow or about what value of blue I use.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big help. Mm-hmm. And I'll often take photographs if I know I can't get back to that particular site. Or just black and whites, I'll take.
Yeah. You say about the color.
And then put in my own colors.
The color in the photography is not...
Not true.
Not
especially Polaroids on it. My little retina camera's pretty good, though, for colors, but I don't rely on photographs too much.
Mm-hmm. Just
except for
detail.
Like, I'll go into the Italian market and take a lot of pictures in there, and then...
I didn't
compose.
See anything.
Didn't you?
Like
I had one up in
mostly,
my studio. I love, that's a great place to paint.
Mm-hmm.
But it's impossible to paint there on the site.
I was going to say, I tried to photograph there, and people are...
No, it's very difficult. But I've taken a lot of photographs and made sketches. I'll often make them as soon as I get home, so I don't forget all the little details.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is staying away from details.
Mm-hmm. There you mentioned.
I'm so interested in... architecture.
Mm-hmm. And, does it take away from the flow of the watercolor?
Well, you can say too much in a painting, and it can get very busy.
Mm-hmm.
It can spoil it.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing paintings with maybe weeds up in front of it, or I've often thought of digging a ditch in front of some of my flower beds and getting down low and painting from that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I love painting, seeing from spots that people don't think about being a nice spot. I've sort of gotten a trademark of being behind weeds all the time, or having telegraph poles and paintings.
Are you working on any specific series now, or just...
I'm thinking mostly now of doing beach scenes, because I'm going on, or island scenes like Monhegan Island, because I'm going on a windjammer cruise. And we'll dock at a different island each day, and I'll do a lot of sketches. I won't do any full paintings. I used to try to do that, but you don't get a good painting that way. You have to think about it and study it and make some good sketches. So I'll come back with a lot of material that I can work on when I get home. I'll be gone for about a week.
You seem very productive. I mean, your house is
filled
with...
I paint a lot.
Have a pattern.
I try to assign myself each day to get to my studio a couple hours, but that doesn't always work. Because I love my house, and I love to cook, and as I've told you before, I'm a tennis bum. and at my age, you have to keep that up, to keep in good shape.
I guess the question is, how did you come to live in Bucks County, or have you always lived here?
Well, my husband lived in Southampton since he was about 4 years old. So when I met him, we came to Southampton to live. And then we moved out in the country up near Richboro, north of Richboro. And then we came to Newtown. Well, we had lived in Newtown previously for about a year. And moved away, and I just love Newtown. I love to be able to look out of my studio and see rooftops and people and beautiful trees, and it's just a great place to paint. I can get up to Washington's Crossing and get up to the river in 10 minutes and go to the museums in Trenton and go into Philadelphia and on 95. It's just a great place to be. There are a lot of galleries around. And, good tennis courts. No, I can't think of a better place to live than Bucks County. Although we travel a lot, but I still love to get back to Bucks County. I like the antiquity of the town, and we're in a historical area. I enjoy that.
Someone mentioned it that she enjoyed very much being in the presence of all this history.
Yes.
It just made her feel connected with tradition.
It does, it really does.
She enjoyed that. You've really answered a lot of questions. Do you often go to, say, for instance, New York or Washington? You said you travel.
Not too often. No, I really should.
Do you ever show your work in cities other than Philadelphia, or places other than Bucks County?
No, just, well, the islands, in St. Croix and St. Thomas. And I'm in this, I've been up in Vermont in a couple of galleries. And I've been in a gallery in Cape Cod. But I haven't been in New York.
Big cities just don't.
I've been in Philadelphia, I've shown in the Art Alliance. And,
Do you
and
think
the
there's much
club
excuse
and,
me.
That's what I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Do you think there's much interaction among artists in Bucks County from your experience either, you know, of either connected with an organization or just people that you might know on your own?
You mean in galleries or?
Well, just a connection with other artists and as far as maybe
social
contact.
Well, I think in the different galleries I'm in, you certainly meet up with a lot from other galleries from all over the city. And I belong to Woodmere. I show at Woodmere. And you certainly get a wide range of exhibitors there. I haven't taken too much part in the airlines simply because I've been away a lot since they've started, and I hope to. And one of volunteer helping with them. It's about time. Mm-hmm. I just haven't had a chance because we've been back and forth and I couldn't make any definite promises to them. But I just hope it's going to work out because I think they've done a great job. Painting trips. People say, why do you keep going to all these painting trips? Because you meet people from all over and you get their ideas and art, and it's very enlightening, inspiring. You see how others do. There's nothing better than to get in an art class because you certainly learn from others, and if you can help others, that's...
Mm-hmm. Have you gone back to school since you...
Just these art classes. I go up to John Pike's watercolor school every year. He does a full demonstration every morning, and then you're on your own. Of course, he calls it the John Pike Watercolor School Incidental, or the Psychiatric Ward, or the Country Club, and it really is. I mean, we know everyone that goes. He calls us all retreads because we've gone back for so many years. But it's fun to see all your old artist friends and find out what they've done. And they're all from different areas. They come from all over. In fact, one of my friends from the Virgin Islands came all the way up to go to John Pike's class.
Mm-hmm.
And we sit and talk art all day long.
Mm-hmm. And, well, that's what that was what the question was about. That sounds like fun.
Oh, it's just great. I'm afraid he's only going to have it about one more year. We've certainly enjoyed it.
Is it more social, or is there really a lot of help as far as, you know, people feel there?
It's become quite social, and the fact that we go back to see all our old friends, but we still work very hard while we're up there.
Mm-hmm.
We work from morning to night. Well, we watch his demonstration. It's supposed to end at noon. It doesn't always end at noon. Around 1:30, and sometimes goes on to 2, and we all rush out. We eat right there.
Mm-hmm.
We rush out and fix ourselves sandwiches and quickly think of a spot where we want to go paint. By the time we get there, it's about 3:30. So we really haven't had an awful lot of time to do full paintings up there, but we've gotten a lot of material together, a lot of sketches. And
do you do critiques after, or?
He does a critique. His critiques are not very good. We mainly go there to watch his demonstrations. They're excellent.
Mm-hmm.
But his critiques are not good.
Where did you say that was?
John Pike's Watercolor School.
And where is
Wouldn't
that?
Want to be quoted about this, but...
Oh, well.
Doesn't matter. He realizes. He just won't tear people's paintings apart and won't give constructive criticisms. He's just too nice
Some people
to
don't,
do that.
Don't
it's
like
too bad.
To do that.
I know.
No,
it's just too bad because we want that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ed Whitney's one of the best art teachers I've ever gone to. He's from New York, takes classes up to Maine every year. And he does a full critique every morning of everyone's paintings. And he is terrific. I don't think I ever do a painting that I maybe don't use some idea that he's given me, or some little formula that has really stuck with me all these years. Mm-hmm. I haven't gone there for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. But does he take a certain select group of people that...
Well, his classes have gotten very large now.
Mm-hmm.
Up to, well, I had a friend that went to him a couple of years ago down in Texas. And she said there were 60 in the class. Well, you couldn't even
60?
Get to see us demonstrations. And he went and stood around, and it was very discouraging. I don't know how he could possibly criticize 60 paintings. Of course, not everyone that goes to these classes puts paintings in.
Mm-hmm.
They go just to watch the demonstrations. Maybe they go home and work on them later. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens if somebody's very good. So many people come. And then it loses a lot of their personal flavor.
And a lot of people can't paint around people standing all around all day. I like to get off by myself. I'm not... I don't mind people coming up and watching me now and then, but
someone standing over you.
Study a painting and think about it. You really can't stand and talk to people.
No.
Although it's interesting that the questions people ask you
about
how long you've painted and why you don't put this in the painting and it's there and very interesting. You learn a lot about the towns if you're in a strange town.
That's true.
Start telling you about the people. And I think do you have anything else to tell you?
No.
Do you think of any questions?
Just the question if you intend to stay in Bucks County, which...
Well, I think so, as long as we can. Mm-hmm. Can't think of a better place. My husband doesn't like hot weather. I do. And he likes cold weather.
Well, you get both here.
If anything happened to me, he said he'd go to Vermont and live in a little shack and go skiing all day.
Yeah.